From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A change in state law has turned a startup rum distillery in Cape Coral into a retail destination. As WGCU's Valerie Alker reports, Cape Spirits is using locally grown ingredients to produce its own unique varieties of rum.
Rum was swilled by the pirates of the Caribbean and has been exported worldwide from Caribbean countries for centuries. That's because the raw ingredient, sugarcane, flourishes there. Sugarcane also flourishes in Florida, and that fact provided rum lover and entrepreneur Joanne Alardo with a flash of inspiration.
I was having a cocktail on the Lanai, and it was a terrible, terrible, terrible rum. I looked at it, and it was manufactured in Canada. 50% of the sugar in the United States is actually manufactured here in Florida. It didn't make sense why we weren't making rum.
The Long Island native and recent transplant to Cape Coral sprang into action. The result is Cape Spirits, which distills Wicked Dolphin rum.
This is our aging room. We use once-used bourbon barrels. They're all white oak barrels. We let it sit in here, and this is an example of the barrels here.
John DeMaria is one of 10 people hired by Alardo to turn her dream into a reality, creating a product from local sources and giving a boost to the local economy. Brown sugar from Florida cane is blended with filtered water, then distilled and bottled. 500 gallons of sugar water or wash produces about 120 gallons of 80-proof rum. When the operation started up a year and a half ago, the rum could only be sold through a distributor, but that changed July 1st, due to Alardo's and other members of the Florida Distillers Guild lobbying efforts for House Bill 347.
We had very, very good support from Dane Eagle. He was very strongly supporting us, as well as Senator Lisbeth Benequisto and Heather Fitzenhagen.
Freshman lawmaker Dane Eagle represents Cape Coral in the State House. Alardo says the new law allowing distillers to sell their products directly to consumers comes with a set of stringent regulations.
We have bonded areas where our alcohol is stored and it gets put into the bonded area, and from there, that's when we are, you know, our record keeping is very precise.
A bonded area is where substances subject to fees and taxes are stored. Alardo says Cape Spirits is the first distiller in Florida to sell its product on site since Prohibition went into effect in 1920. Meanwhile, the startup venture is doing well. Its Wicked Dolphin Light, or Silver Rum, has won a couple of national awards. Its spiced rum is flavored with locally grown citrus and honey. In a few years, the distillery will be able to offer golden or dark rum. First, it needs to age in those oak barrels. Alardo says she hopes to expand the operation. Right now, she says she's happy to be able to provide residents and visitors with an alternative fresh from Florida product.
There were many years I was traveling back and forth from New York to Florida, and my sister in New York would say, please bring me something from Florida. You know, I brought her the oranges and the grapefruits, and then I bought her the key lime pie and even some honey, and then I was out. I couldn't figure out a thing. So we're finding a lot of people that are coming in and want the taste of Florida.
Cape Spirits provides free tours and tastings, and for sale in its retail store, bottles of rum. Valerie Alker, WGCU News.